We're about to begin a new malacha, the malacha of Kotzer. So the Gemara talks a little bit about Kotzer, probably the most critical statement, one of the most critical statements of this Amud about Kotzer. It's something that the Gemara says, not even in the context of Kotzer, more in the context of the Zoreh and Notea. The Gemara tells us, Amud Kahana, Zomer B'tzorcha, Eitzim Chai Shtai, Machas Hashem Kotzer, Achas Hashem Notea. That a person prunes a tree, and he's doing it for two purposes. He's doing it because he wants to prune, obviously. And he's also doing it because he wants the wood. So the Gemara says he's chayav twice. Once for the malacha of Noteh, because he's improving the tree. And he's also chayav for the malacha of Kotzer, because he's trying to harvest the wood. Like Tosfos says, an interesting question, but it has nothing to do with Kotzer per se. Tosfos has a problem. I think he would be chayav twice. Isn't there a klal that k'dei rishasa, that mishum risha achas adam b'chayvo, so if a person does an avera, that's chayav malchus and mamon, or chayav mis and mamon. So you only give the guy one onus. Two of the drowning days. So happen to have a concept being chayav twice for the same action. So Tosfos says that's not a good cash. Tosfos says that shemisha achas means that you can't be chayav a guy for two different rishios. You can't be chayav a guy from malchus and mamon. Those are two different rishios, two different chatoim. From nis and mamon, those are two different things. But here it's the same avera. You're being nabbing you twice for the same act of chol Shabbos. That's okay. That was never included in that klal. So the vice of the Gemara says you can do one action chayav twice. So Tosfos is bothered that how come the Gemara says that you only chayv if you tzarach the eitzim? Let's say you do an act of zomer and you don't need the wood. So would that be called zomer? So at first glance, that's a machlekes of Rabbi Shimon. We spoke about this already. If a person does a malacha shel atzricha legufa, I do malacha. I'm intending on doing the action, but I'm not really interested in the same result as was done in Mishkan, let's say, or I'm not interested in that same type of a normal result. So that's what's called a malacha shel atzricha legufa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayav. For that, Rabbi Shimon holds the apostle for that. Say, the guy who's motzias ameis, the guy takes a dead body out of the house. So usually carrying is for the purpose of using the object that you're carrying. Here, carrying the object to remove it. That's called the malacha shel atzricha legufa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayav, and Rabbi Shimon holds that you're potter. So it also says, zomer ve'eino tzarach v'yetzin. So the chayav, that should be in a classic malacha shel atzricha legufa. And it should depend on the machlekes. Sure thing. That it should depend on the. It should depend on the machlekes of Rabbi Shimon. So that's the way I would have said. So Tosfos says no. So if you look at that Gemara, zomer b'tzarach v'yetzim. So the Gemara makes it sound like the only time you chayav is only be tzarach v'yetzim. Because if you're not tzarach v'yetzim, then you're going to be potter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, why is that? So Tosfos gives a very strange matzah. So Tosfos says, Gimel Beis. So Tosfos says the requirement of tzarach v'yetzim nira matzah b'tzarach nira the afilu Rabbi Yehuda mechayim malach she'atzik legufa v'inan tzarach v'yetzim. That even Rabbi Yehuda normally is mechayiv you from malach she'atzik legufa, he will agree that here if you're not tzarach v'yetzim you're going to be potter. Because the lo mikra the eitzim kotzer el binyan zeh. So Tosfos says, I know you say, it means the machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is, if you do a malacha, but you did it a malacha shen tzrich legufa. Sometimes the tzorech ha-malacha defines the very essence of the malacha. If you do an act of kotzer and you don't need the eitzim, so Tosfos is saying, that's not called a malacha shen tzrich legufa, that's not called malachas kotzer, that's a new word. And that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's not called kotzer, you're not going to be chayav. When do you say this and when do you don't say this? So your guess is as good as mine. When do you say that the tzorech is tangential to the malacha and it's called the malacha she'en etzich legufa? And when do you say that the tzorech is so critical, such an intrinsic component of the malacha that it defines the very malacha? According to Bishim, it does make a difference, but according to Bishim, it makes a difference. The Tosfos doesn't really tell us. They don't give us any guidelines which malachas we say this. Tosfos just says that by kotzer mislam, that's the pshat. And then Tosfos gives you a mashal. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need this klal. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malach shen tzrich legufa, so it's
not part of the
law.
What? It's a matter that's part of the law or not?
No, it doesn't make a difference. According to
it's part of the law.
No. I'm saying, let's say a guy does a kotzer ve'eino tzarach v'yetzim. So what would it then be? So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you kotzer ve'eino tzarach v'yetzim, so that's for sure only midrabanan. Tells us Chiddush that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally denies Malacha Shel Atzricha Legufa being potter, he usually says Malacha Shel Atzricha Legufa is chayav min haTorah. So he will agree by Kotzer the Eino Tzarach V'Yetzim it's only midrabanan also. It's not going to be any Sederaisa, because by Kotzer the Tzarach V'Yetzim defines the Malacha. According to B'Shem, it doesn't make a difference. It's potter anyway. But according to B'Shem, the Yehuda makes a difference. So the problem is, Tosfos never tells us, how do you know? How do you know when Tzarech defines Malacha and when not? But maybe, I don't know, but we're not interested in the level of Darabana right now. We're just in terms of Akamara, we're just interested in terms of a Deraisa. So it's a very difficult Tosfos. But it makes Tosfos more difficult. Tosfos is trying to bring you a Mashalim from other Malachas. So he brings you other Malachas where presumably the Tzarech defines the Malacha. Needed to have a Kareya Manas Lidfar. If a person tears something, not with the intention of reselling it, so that's for sure not a Malacha Deraisa, a Ferish Mishnah. It's only Kareya Manas Lidfar. So Tosfos is learning that the requirement for Amanas Litfar defines the very Malacha. So just as Amanas Litfar defines the Malacha by Kareya, so too the Tzarech Liyetim defines the Malacha by Kotzer. That's a very, very questionable raya. One could argue that the reason why you need Amanas Litfar is for a totally different reason. Why is that? Because of Kalkel, because there's a din that called Makalkel Turin, that if I do a destructive act on Shabbos, so I'm going to be potter. So maybe the tzorech of Amanas Litfar, it doesn't define the malacha. It's just the technicality in terms of Makalko. Then Tosfos goes on, brings another raya, Mochik Amanas Litfar, that if you erase something, not on the condition to rewrite it, so I'm also not going to be chayav and shav. So Tosfos is learning also that the requirement of Amanas Litfar is also not just because of Makalko. You require Amanas Litfar because that defines the malacha. So just as that defines the malacha, so too the tzorech le'etzim defines the malacha. So the whole Tosfos is very difficult to understand. This cloud is difficult to understand. It's difficult to understand where you apply it, and it's difficult to understand all the rayas. And Tosfos brings another raya. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, the Chum Parei Chavis, Eved Kavash Eved Shlapa Shesachta Leguf and Motim Remein Chayav Chatos. If a person squeezes out a pickle or a piece of cooked chicken or something, so if you cook squeezing out the brine because you want the pickle to taste better, that's called Leguf and that's Motir. But if you squeeze it out because you want to drink the pickle juice, then you're going to be Chayav. So Tosfos says, "Ramai showing the gufa, and leve kim alach shein tshicha legufa." Why don't you say that the guy who squeezes out the pickle juice, not because he wants to drink the juice, because he wants to improve the pickle? So how could that be mutter? Why don't you say it's a malach shein tshicha legufa? At the time of the bishah, ain derech disha bekach. So Tosfos says, "Akorach, you see, that's not called disha. Now here, that's not called dosh. Usually, dosh means you take a fruit and you squeeze it out. That's called malachas dosh. So when you squeeze out the fruit or the pickle or the chicken or something for the purpose not of getting the juice, but for the purpose of improving the food," so Tosfos says there also the tzorech l'me'ayin that defines the malacha. But just as that defines the malacha, so too by cults of the tzorech l'me'ayin that defines the malacha. That's also a very questionable raya. Then Tosfos throws in five words at the end, "Lefi she'ein derech disha pekach." The reason why you're potter is because it's not derech disha. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean it's a shinui? It's kliyach hayad. That's a different point. That's not what Tosfos said at the beginning. Tosfos said that zomer v'tzorech l'yetzim, the reason why you need tzorech l'yetzim is because otherwise it's not a shame malacha. Not because it's shaloi kederach. And then at the end, Tosfos gives a marshal from something which is shaloi kederach. So this whole Tosfos knowledge from beginning to end is so difficult. We're not going to solve any of these problems today. I'm just trying to, don't get too excited. This is, I'm just trying to read through a Tosfos to point out that this Tosfos is an eye-opener, because it addresses so many different malachas. It addresses kotzer, it addresses kareya, addresses mochik, it addresses dosh. So hopefully as we go on through the Shabbos, we're going to keep on coming back to this Tosfos. I'm going to count with different rayas back and forth to you from this Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean to this yourself? Whether we should agree with this Tosfos. So keep in mind, the Tosfos is important. It appears in the Sikhi of kotzer, and has a lot of problems. We're not sure whether we're coming out Shein Malacha, we're coming out Shalach Shein Tzuch Lugufa, we're coming out Shinui, we're coming out Al Tzmakalka. It's hard to know why all these dinim are true, so you have to keep this Tosfos in mind. So we're not going to talk about this Tosfos today, just it's on the page, so keep it as a for future reference.
There's a question from my card to say that the reason why you have to be a Tzarek is not only Kotzer is
so that's the question. When do you say it, when you're not? When do you say it? Why do you say it by carrying something that if you want to use the object, that's called carrying? If you don't want to use the object, it's not called carrying. When do you say that? So when do you say that the tzorech defines the malach? When do you say the tzorech is something that I'm that's the question. That's the question. You have to look at each malach and try to figure out. So we want to talk a little bit more in general about malachas kotzer. So we're going to start discussing malachas kotzer with the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi has a very, very strange statement concerning Malachas Kotzer. So the Yerushalmi says that if a person takes a fish, pulls a fish out of the water, so he's in violation of the Malach of Kotzer. My high, what does that do with Kotzer? So if you think about it, what does Kotzer mean? Kotzer means that you have something growing, and you separate something which is growing from its source of growth, from its source of nourishment. You harvest wheat, you pull an apple off the tree, that's kotzer. So Hu'adinami, when you pull a fish out of its water, so you're also harvesting it, you're also taking it out of its makom gidula, that's considered to be an issur of kotzer. So the Rishami is interesting on two levels. First of all, we would usually think that the malacha involved in pulling the fish out of the water is a totally different malacha. Maybe the malacha of sod, the malacha of trapping, that's one possible malacha, or maybe the malacha of shochet, maybe pulling the fish out of the water may cause the fish to die. So the Rishami doesn't address that. So when we get to sod and shochet, we have to figure out why the Rishami does or does not talk about that. But what's interesting for us is that the Rishami saw that this is considered to be an act of kotzer. So of course the first thing that comes to mind is, wait a second, this is very, very different than kotzer, because kotzer means you're pulling something out of the ground, but of course a fish doesn't grow in the ground, it's water. So the Rishami is clearly assuming that the malacha kotzer is not limited only to gedulei karka. We already touched on this considering Zoray a little bit the other day. The Rishami is assuming that you can have kotzer even on non-gedulei karka. So comes the Rabban in Masav Shabbos, it says, notwithstanding this Rishami, it would appear from the Bavli that this is not the case. And how did the Ramban know that the Bavli disagrees with this Rishami? So the Ramban says, by the fact that it's not mentioned, that the Bavli should have mentioned this idea that pulling fish out of the water is considered to be a malach of kotzer. So from the fact that the Bavli never said it, the stump of the Bavli denied it. And so you need a little bit better ride than that. So the Ramban says, no, I'll show you a better ride. Says the Ramban, the Bavli talks about other types of activities which, if the Rishami was right, should have fallen under the category of kotzer, which the Bavli doesn't address. Well, Marshall says that about a person is gozed, a person shears wool off a sheep. Well, the Gemara speaks about a person who gets a haircut, a person who cuts the nails. So the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara says the Choros, discuss the issue of violation of gozes. Shearing a sheep should be gozes. Comes the Ramban and says, if the Rishami is right, that anything that a person separates from makom gidulo, by definition, is considered to be a violation of kotzer. So then how come nobody in the Bavli ever said that if a guy gets a haircut, it's a violation of kotzer? How come nobody ever said it? So Elamot says there about it must be from the fact that the Bavli only addresses the malach of kotzer. He's never talked about kotzer. It must be that kotzer is limited only to gidulei karka. So it comes to Rabban and says, and I'll bring you an even better raya, the kotzer is limited only to gidulei karka. Because it says to Rabban, there's a machlekes achronayim a little bit later on in Masechta Shabbos. We hopefully we're going to talk about a lot concerning the malacha of disha. Disha meaning the original disha was threshing on the grains. You bring an animal, it's masachim shabedisho. The animal presses on the grain, it separates the good part from the bad part. So that's malacha's disha. So there's a machlekes achronayim where the disha is violated only with gedulei karka, or whether one can violate disha even shalom with gedulei karka. The machlekes was, if a person takes the chilazon, takes a fish, which is not naski doi kaka, you take a fish and you squeeze out its blood, it's considered to be malachas disha na. So machlekes atanayim, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So comes the Rabban and says, how do we pass here that shayla, yachad barab malach barab, we pass here the Chacham, that there's an ein disha ala b'gidulei karka. So says the Rabban, just as ein disha ala b'gidulei karka, so to ein katsira ala b'gidulei karka. Why is that? What's the makor that ain't disha ala b'gidulei karka? So the answer is it's laid out for the Mishkan, that everything is laid out for the Mishkan. So just as the Mishkan, they were doing disha with the samamana, with the herbs, with the roots, in order to prepare the tchelas, the agamon. Or according to, we mentioned the first day of Shia, not the first day, we mentioned last week, the Rav Haigel says that the malachas of the Mishkan included the malachas that were done in the preparation of the lechem aponim. So they were threshing the grain in order to get the flour. So says the Rabban, just as we learn that Malachas Disha from the Mishkan according to the Chachamim, the Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, so too the Klal is that Ein Kotzer Ela B'Gidulei Karka as well. So then the Rabban goes even one step further. But not only do we, the Paschim like the Chachamim, hold that Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, so who would deny the Ein Kotzer Ela B'Gidulei Karka, but the Rabban suggests that maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Ein Katsir Ela B'Gidulei Karka. When do we find that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim? When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can violate something Shalom B'Gidulei Karka? That's only Malachas Disha. But maybe Malachas Katsir Rasa Kulei Amal Klingi. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda, the biggest Machmir, calls that Yesh Disha Shalom B'Gidulei Karka, would concede that when it comes to Katsir Rasa, Ein Katsir Ela B'Gidulei Karka. So that's the Rabban's presentation. So against the Rabban quotes the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says it's kosher on Ban Gibur Karki, even on fish. So the Rabban says the Bavli, by omission, left it out. The Bavli never said it. Obviously, the Bavli never said it. But the Bavli seems to say that the only issue involved in shearing sheep skulls is. And in addition to that, we do have a Meferish statement of the Chacham that Ein Dish Ela B'Gdula Karka. So according to them, for sure, Ein Kitzir Ela B'Gdula Karka. And the Rabban's final blow is not what Patash is, that even Rabbi Huda, who holds that Yesh Dish Ela B'Gdula Karka, so he will agree that Ein Kitzir Ela B'Gdula Karka.
Can
we do this kind of
roses?
Does it make any sense? Because
the roses you take some off the future, you do Syria, you're
actually taking out an entire living thing, cutting down
the
leaf, pulling
the leaf out itself. But that's a
pulling apple off a tree. That's pulling half an apple off a tree.
The hair's not living, you know. The
hair's
not living
would be a... Oh, no, so that may be a different issue. Okay, that the Ramban doesn't address that. The Ramban doesn't address that issue of the hair off the genus, because it's a lot of an Okay. Without your opinion. Okay. So that, we can talk about that.
It's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Maybe it is.
That's what we're trying to figure out. So the Rishami has it. Chiddush, and the Ramban says that it's wrong in many, many different counts. So this last akuda that the Ramban makes, which is, again, Lididon, is probably not even necessary, because we've tasked it against Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't really care what Rabbi Yehuda said about this, but it's important in terms of Lumbus, that the Ramban said that, yeah, that's the thing, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Yesh Disha Shalom and Karka, so even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that Ein Ktsiri Elev Gdula Karka. The question is, why should that be so? Like, Mehecha Teisei, that Rabbi Yehuda should distinguish between Disha and Ktsira. So L'chayr, what the Ramban is saying, we're going to come back to this a little bit later, it becomes important in a slightly different context. And some of the Ramban is saying is as follows. Now, what would be the kudas and machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan, where the Yesh Disha Shalom B'Gdula Karakam, and Disha Ela B'Gdula Karakam? So it was a machlekes in terms of Mishkan. So whenever you're learning out Malacha from the Mishkan, so you have to be very, very careful in terms of patterning. You know, when you're using the Mishkan as a prototype of Malacha, and the only chayv that's similar to Mishkan, so similar to Mishkan, you know, there's a certain sense from the Sarai Kosalam Chacham to be Kaveya, what's considered to be similar to Mishkan? Let's say the Moshul, let's say, if I would say for Rashi, that the Disha that was done in the Mishkan was with the Salamon, was with the dyes. So if you want to be really, really sticky on the point, you could say that the only time you're in violation of Malachas Disha is only the thing that you're threshing is a red or blue or purple or something. You want to be really, really, exactly doing it to Mishkan. Well, let's say the Moshul, the Gemara says that we learn out many of the din of carrying a Shabbos from the Mishkan. The only chayv would be carrying a Rishus Rabim, similar to the way the Diglai Midbar, the way the setup of the camp of Chayis where the Midbar was. So therefore the Gemara says that if you have an area that's under a ceiling, so you're not chayv a Shabbos, because in the Midbar there wasn't under a ceiling. But if you have an area where the streets were less than 16 Amos, so then they make a chayv based on the Agolos, that the streets in the Midbar were 16 Amos wide. So if you have an area less than 16 Amos wide, you're not going to be chayv a Shabbos. So why don't you say as follows, that you're only chayv to carry on Shabbos if it's a desert. Why don't you say you're only chayiv and carrying a Shabbos if it's in the continent of Asia? If you're in North America, then it's not doing it to Mishkan. So what you have to know, you have to use your Torah logic to try to figure out which pratim do we compare the chefts that the Torah is describing in the Mishkan and whatnot. So in the Mishkan there was a chefts of Diglei Midbar. So we have to figure out, there's 187 Surah, is that Dumya to Mishkan or not? So you're going to have to try to figure out, does it meet all the criteria, the important criteria in terms of Mishkan? That's what the fact is, the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether it can only be Rishus Ram Derais if it has 600,000 people or not. So some Rishonim said that's an important criteria, that it's lacking 600,000 people, not Dumya to Mishkan. Another Rishonim said, what kind of Bumer Mais is that? If it's the same way, that it doesn't have to be a desert, so it doesn't have to be 600,000 people. Use that phrase, Bumer Mais, that's my interjection. But that's the same. So you see that there is a certain degree of a certain amount of clarity in terms of defining which pratim carry over from the chefs of the Mishkan and which not. So it shouldn't surprise us that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham Machlokes, that which the Torah describes in the case of Disha as happening to Gedulah Karka, does the Torah mean that Bedafka? That's what the Chacham said. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says no, that just as some of the other pratim are not so exact, well, they're not be just proud as well. But that Machlokes is really not a Machlokes in terms of the Malacha per se. I mean, everybody agrees that the Malacha of Disha, the shame Malacha's Disha, can theoretically be on Shalom Gadula Karka. If a Maisa, you squeeze a grape, and you squeeze a chilozon, so you're doing the same Maisa, Malacha. The question is, can we pop you based on this tangential ptur called not Dimi the Mishkan? But sometimes, you have something which is what it tells us there, which defines the very essence of the Malacha. I mean, this is what the Malacha is called. So this is not subject to debate. So that was what the Rabban seems to be saying, that the requirement of Gedulei Karka, if it exists, Kaidisha, is not integral to the Malacha. It's not that the Shem Malacha is defined by only called Disha, big Gedulei Karka. That's clearly not the case. The Metzias is the same Disha with Gedulei Karka, not Gedulei Karka. That's a Mishkan Dika Machlaikas. Because you can have Machlaikas with Bidin Dachachamim. But Kotzer, the Rabban seems to be assuming that the requirement of Gedulei Karka for Kotzer, that is the definition of the Malacha. The word Kotzer doesn't mean to cut something off from its source of nourishment. That is an incorrect definition of kotzer. Kotzer means to cut something off from the ground. That's what the word means. It has to be something which is gadol b'karka. If it's not gadol b'karka, that's not called kotzer. So that's what the Ramban says, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Lechas Kotzer that you need gedulei karka, not because Rabbi Yehuda says you go now from Mishkan, you can do in Mishkan. It means that's the very definition of what the Malacha is all about. So this chiddush of the Ramban, that the din gedulei karka, even the didah, this becomes important, that the requirement of gedulei karka, according to us, we accept the chachamah. We're asking that ein dishel of gedulei karka. But even according to us, the requirement of gedulei karka for kotzer is not the same as the requirement of gedulei karka for dash. The requirement of gedulei karka for dash is a technicality. It's a pran in the chetz learned out from Mishkan, whereas the requirement of gedulei karka for kotzer is in the pe'ulas, in the shem halacha per se. So the Rashbab quotes from the Rabban, also the same Pismon, that the Babli disagrees with Yerushalmi, that we don't like this whole Yerushalmi, it's only gold, it's not kotzer in there. And the Rashba says, clearly we can't accept this Yerushalmi, because this Yerushalmi is following Rabbi Yehuda. This Yerushalmi is following those Tanoim who say the Yesh Disha Shalom Gedulei Karka, but let it be known that we pass in any Disha Shalom Gedulei Karka. So we obviously hold in kotzer Shalom Gedulei Karka. So the Rashba is not accepting this chiddush agav chiddush in the Rambam. The Rashba is assuming that you can make a case for a man diyomer that yesh ktsir shalom gedulei karka. You don't even have to run to Yerushalmi for it. The Rabbi Yehuda probably held away. The Nechanami, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't run out for Mishkan, so he probably holds that tapa yesh kotzer shalom gedulei karka. So you have a machlekes of Rishonim even within those who were ignoring the Yerushalmi, even within those who were denying the Yerushalmi lalacha. Are we only denying the Yerushalmi because we happen to pass them like the Chacham that Yeh Disha Shalom Gedulei Karka? That's why we're opposed to the Ein Disha Shalom Gedulei Karka. That's why we're opposed to the Yerushalmi. Are we opposed to the Yerushalmi because nobody can say to Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is mamash hashit at chuya because kotzer we hold in the Bible that kotzer by definition means only ktsira min hakarka. So in terms of raya from the Gemara, is there any raya in anybody? Anybody really accept this Yerushalmi? So the Ramban machtelvek and the Rashba machtelvek. Nobody really seems to be too much of a fan of this Yerushalmi. But there's a Rashi later on with Sefer Shabbos. The Rashi seems to bring Yerushalmi back to life. The Gemara says, The Gemara is discussing the issue of cholev, of milking animals. Hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time on this later on. So the Gemara says that milking animals is also, and the Pashas in the Gemara is that it's also in the Torah. It's chayev nishum mecharek. The only problem is the Gemara never tells us which av malach. Mecharek is not on the list of 39 malachas. So the mecharek is a tolda. So which av does it fall under? So Rashi quotes in Sadiqam and Aleph, so he quotes Malach as Disha. He says it's Malach of Dash. Again, it's not so difficult, that's all different from Dash. Just as Dash, you apply pressure and you separate the good from the bad, so too you apply pressure to the udder of the animal, you pull out the milk, that's also called Dash. Then Rashi, in Divrei Masna Mefarek, Rashi says, Isti Amri, there are some who say that Tolda de Kotzer, that this Isra Mefarek of Cholev does not fall under the category of Dash, it falls under the category of Kotzer. But the Rashi says, no, it can't be. Velohi, halav mechuberu, halapoked ba'opir v'koy v'atine hadad kitfu b'kasha. Rashi says, no, the Matthias is wrong. Why? Because kotzer means, I'm sorry, that let's get the Lashon Rashi. The correct Lashon. Rashi says the lav lachubrihi, that we don't view the milk as being mechubra to the animal. So a pocket va'okir is considered already to be separate and distinct from the animal. The koy b'atine hadad, the ketuah b'kasha, that's considered to be like it's sitting in the udder already. It's already a bas b'chol, it's already a yardeisha. But then we don't view the milk as being connected to the animal. So that's what Rashi says. You can't say that the guy who pulls the milk out, who extracts the milk from the animal, you can't nab him for kotzer, because if it's metzias, that's not really kotzer. Kotzer means pulling out off a tree, it's connected. The milk is not really connected anymore. So the Rishonim were dying from Rashi. So why did Rashi say after that? Why didn't Rashi come much stronger? Rashi sounds like there's nothing intrinsically wrong with labeling the person who does cholev as falling under the category of kotzer. Means lo yitzu the metzias would be different. Let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu would have created the cow that the milk is not pocket v'yakir. Let's say the milk would really be considered to be part of the cow system. So Rashi doesn't seem to have any qualms of being mechayev the guy mishum kotzer. So lechora you see a raya from Rashi. Wait a second, what is this? Like you do the cow doesn't grow on the ground. And Afal Bichein, Rashi was not opposed to being mechayev the guy mishum kotzer. So lechora this Rashi seems to be reminiscent of the Yerushalmi that it is shaykh to have kotzer even shalom begedule karka. That's the poshup shot in Shittas Rashi. So the question is that really muchach? So maybe one could argue no. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a cow. So we're so convinced that a cow is not considered to be gedulei karka. So this is a old question that hopefully we spoke about in the past and in the previous show. What are we talking about? Sanhedrin? Subas, what are we talking about? Subas, by Dabba Sulam at the beginning of the cafe, right? Subas, we spoke about it. So this is an age-old question. What exactly is the status of a cow? Is a cow really considered to be non-gedulei karka? So maybe one can argue that a cow eats grass. The grass grows in the ground. So maybe that's what's called nizal min hakarka. So maybe nizal min hakarka is also considered to be gedulei karka. So the Rishonim write that from the fact that Rashi says that cholev is chayev mishum dash, and we l'chor paskin that ein disha ela b'gedulei karka. So isn't that gufa a problem? What's happened, Rashi? Rashi had no problems with the pshat that cholev is chayev mishum dash. He only had problems with the textual pshat that cholev is chayev mishum kotzer. So I'll leave it to Rashi, I'll leave it to the emes, that it's takach chayev cholev mishum dash. So I ein disha ela b'gedulei karka. So you have to draw one of two conclusions. Either you have to draw the conclusion that Rashi is writing according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Nachanam of the Brisa that says the cholev is chayev mishum dash is taka shalei kalacha, or maybe we taka pasta like Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe you have to conclude that a behemoth is also dina ki gedulei karka. You have to come up with some kind of an answer. So we'll see. Hopefully, when we get to the Malachas Disha, when we talk about cholev in detail, we'll see that each one of those possibilities exists in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say we taka to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that there is disha shlobu gedulei karka. Some say that we paskin cholev is taka potter on Shabbos. Another Rishonim say that a behemoth is considered to be gedulei karka. So no matter how you slice it, in order to salvage Rashi's statement that cholev is chayev mishum dash, you have to do something to this animal. You have to either throw Rabbi Yehuda into the picture, or you have to say that an animal is dina ki gedulei karka. So the same way that you're doing surgery for Rashi to solve the disha shita, you could do it to solve the kotzer problem also. So you can't bring the Araya and say that, oh, well, Rashi said that you would have been chayev mishum kotzer except for the technical metzias. So Araya brura that you could have kotzer shalom gedulei karka. What kind of story is that? So the same way you have to explain something with das Rashi to explain disha, so you can explain kotzer also. So the Rashi is mamish and Araya one way or the other. So we're still stuck with that Rabbi Yishalmi. So Yishalmi, it says that you can have kotzer on shalom gedulei karka. You have a Rabban that has all these kashas that the Gemara only talks about gozes, doesn't talk about kotzer. Then you have the Rabban's taina that's machlek zibid in the chachamim, and the Rabban's hasafa that even according to Rabbi Huda, lachara ein disha ein ketiri ala shabu ala begidu lekaka, and we don't really find anybody who's supporting this Rishali. So comes the Rabban himself and concedes that there's a Gemara in the Bavli that really has to be analyzed properly in light of this Rishali. Gemara.
turn daf kuf.
You want daf kuf sign in the base. Towards the bottom. So 4 months in the bottom, the Gemara says, "Amar bar Hamduya Mashmuel, Hoshid Yadul Me'e Behema." Person sticks his hand into the stomach of the Behema, the Dildo Ubeshiv Me'eh Chayav, and he causes the animal to have a miscarriage, so he's Chayav. He did some Malach on Shabbos, so the Gemara doesn't say which Malach exactly. So my time, huh? So Amar Rava bar Hamduya Asper Li, Hamduya explained for Lava Rav Sheshes. Hayman talish kashus ami his maybe he gave the chayim mishum okidav migidulo. Hakanai mishayim mishum okidav migidulo. Just as the guy who plucks out the kashus, I don't know what kashus is. What's it called? Hops. Okay, I don't know what hops is.
Squirrels and hops, thorn bushes.
Fear, yeah, don't do fear. So if you take the kashus out of the thorn bushes, so yichayim mishum okidav migidulo. So therefore, who did not be cause an animal to miscarry? You also chayav mishum okedav migidulo. I don't know what's going on in the Gemara. Very, very strange marshal. So comes the Ramban and says, the words okedav migidulo are somewhat misleading. What do you think okedav, what does that malacha sound like? Okedav migidulo, that sounds very kota oriented, horaya. The marshal that the Gemara is giving is kishus and hisgi, that the bush is clearly growing, and there's, you're pulling these tops, the kashusa off of the bush, so mistama, the only malacha we can nab you for is the malacha of kotzer. So mistama, the Gemara is using a phrase, okodav migidulo, as a code word, as a code phrase for kotzer. So according to the Rabban, the simple pshat of the Gemara is, the Gemara is talking about malacha's kotzer. So now the Gemara is giving a mashal, giving a dimyan, and saying, just as the guy who pulls the hops off the thorn is chayav mishum okodav migidulo, so hu adinami, the person who was dildel uber shivamei behema is also chayav mishum okedav migidulo. That's the dimyan. That's the mosh that the Gemara says. It comes to Rabban and says this Gemara doesn't vote very well for us, because the Gemara sounds like there's going to be a malach of kotzer even on behemos. And remember, the whole theory of the Rabban was is that there's no kotzer on behemos, because the Rabbi clearly held that Tehem is Dino not Gidula Karka, and there's Ein Disha Ela Gidula Karka. So how do you read this Gemara? So comes the Rabbi and says, no, but the Gemara meant is like this, that we misunderstood the phrase Okedav Megidulo. We thought that Okedav Megidulo is synonymous with Kotzer. Says the Rabbi, Okedav Megidulo can be used to describe several different malachas. So Kotzer is one of them. Sometimes you can violate the malach of Kotzer, we'll use the phrase Okedav Megidulo. And sometimes there's a different malach. What's the other malacha that will sometimes use the phrase of the Megidulam? Malacha is what? Malacha Shechem. Malacha is the Tilos Hashem. Says the Rabban, when you're Nodal on the Shem, you're also a Oikedav Megidulam. You're removing something from what was living. It's not quite the same thing. It means the Oikedav Megidulam of Kotzer means that you're being Oker the fruit from its Machom Gidul. So by Shochet, so you're being Oker the whole thing. So this is a little bit more appropriate, Okedav Megidulo, because you're not killing a whole animal. You're taking an animal, taking the baby out of the mother. So therefore, Chazal used the phrase Okedav Megidulo, but the Gemara never chalila really meant to mean that it's the same thing. So if that's true, that the Malachas Okedav Megidulo that the Gemara means in Shabbos from Kuf Zayin is not necessarily Kotzer. Gemara is saying Yechayv and Atilas Teshama just as Yechayv and Kotzer. So how do you read the Gemara? What kind of a dinyan is that? Such a terrible dinyan. You're trying to bring a raya that there's a malacha of Atilas Teshama. And Shmuel told you a tremendous chiddush. So you cause a miscarriage, so we're going to nab you for malacha shechit. And how do I know that we're going to nab you for malacha shechit? Because there's a din. If you pull the hops off the branch, off the bush, so Yechayv and malacha's Kotzer. What kind of story is that? Why doesn't Shmuel say that? If you cause a miscarriage, so you chayav mishum shochet. Just as if you cook a piece of meat, you chayav mishum bishum. Well, there's no dimyan whatsoever. It's a different malacha. So how are you bringing me a raya from one malacha to another? So the Rabban is also sensitive to that. So what does the Rabban say? Who saw the Rabban say? The Jonathan saw the Rabban. So what does the Rabban say? Oh, so the Rabban says that this is a little bit of a different type of a netilas neshama. Usually, netilas neshama means that you have a self-sustaining organism. So I understand that if I take a gun or shoot an animal, that's called shech. Take a knife and shech the animal, that's called shech. That's the deal of the shaman. That's okay. The chiddush of the Gemara is, how do you know that I'm chayef and feels the shama if I remove the uber out of the mother? So maybe one can argue, uber, that's not considered to be the feels the shama, because after all, the uber didn't really have its own life anyway, because the uber couldn't survive without the mother. So since the uber was totally the ha'ein, so maybe we can argue that's not called malechas the feels the shama. So kamash v'lo shmona, that's also called the feels the shama, because even though the uber was totally on the aim, but self call self, the uber's alive. The mice of the uber's alive. So its whole chios is it's been called a parasite, for lack of a better word right now. It's living off of the mother, it's not giving anything to the mother, it's taking everything from the mother. But self call self, that's also considered to be alive, and that's also called Okadav Gedulah.
It's the form of the
No, so we're going to get to the Kishon. Well, let's get to the end of the Moshe. Okay, let me start the Moshe. So comes the Rabban and says, it's also considered to be Begeder Vithilas Neshama. So now the Gemara has to prove that Nakuda. How do you know that's called the Okadov? How do you know that's called the Vithilas Neshama? Maybe Tachat HaHavamin is right. Maybe the Din should be, you're not Chayim Nishim Vithilas Neshama on something which is not self-sufficient. So to that Nakuda, the Gemara went fishing. That Nakuda, the Gemara went to search another malacha, which again is not, we're not even in Hilchos Tefilas Neshama, we've switched malachas, but we're not trying to show there's a chiyuv of malachas Tefilas Neshama, we know that already. We're trying just to extract that one nekuda that you can, that's called an halacha, that kibbutz davar megidulo, even though you didn't destroy a whole self-sufficient organism. So to that, the Gemara found a specific type of kotzer. The Gemara says these hops, so the hops by themselves, they're not self-sufficient. They're living off the off the bushes, which are in turn growing from the ground. So maybe one could argue that if I pull up the whole bush, so then maybe I'm chayim mishum kotzer. But if I pull off the kashusas, which themselves are kamanda lesa, they're grown off something, off something, off something, off something else. So maybe that's not called an oikadav megidulo. So kamash malon, that's also called. So that's what I'm going to say. just as the hizmi v'higis yechayev for that malach of kotzer, who did not mean yechayev for dudul u'mishim v'meyeha, mishim the malach of netilas neshama. That's the way the Rabban reads this whole Gemara. Who disagrees with Rabban? Who reads the Gemara totally different? What? Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the Chayiv, Avatisha Einam Mechubah Kaika. Rashi says that the reason why the Chayiv in all these cases is because even though it's not Mechubah Kaika, Avatisha you're going to be Chayiv. So according to Rashi, the Dimit of the Gemara is like this, that the guy is Hoshit Yalabene Behema, is Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. So if you chayav mishum kotzer, the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. Wait a second, why are you chayav mishum kotzer? It's not kedul karka, it's not mechubul karka. So the Gemara had to show that we talk a hold that you don't need kedul karka by kotzer. There is a case where kotzer is not considered to be, where you violate kotzer even if it's not kedul karka. And how come I ask you on the case of the kashusa? So now, just as kashusa, you violate kotzer even though it's not kedul karka, who are the nami, you violate kotzer. But the dildo uber should have made the hema as well. So at the end of the day, this Rashi seems to be fitting nicely with the Rishonim and Rachinami, that not only is there not a Babli against the Rishonim, but the Babli is opposed to the Rishonim, the Babli is Mefarish, the Yechai Mishim Okadav Megidulo. So that machlokes whether Yesh Kotzer Shalom Gidula Karka, Ein Kotzer Elam Gidula Karka, ultimately goes to depend on how you read this Gemara. If you hold like the Rishonim, then you can read the Gemara to Pshuto, that both cases are Mishim Kotzer. And the dimyan is that there is kotzer shelo begedula karka. If you deny the Rishami, so then the dimyan was not vis-a-vis shelo begedula karka. The dimyan was it's not self-sufficient. In that case, yechayim mishum kotzer. In the other case, yechayim mishum etilas neshama.
Why are you interested in cases of shelo? Because it applies to all cases of kotzer neshama.
How many other cases of things?
By fruit, by anything else, by just seeing it's unpretty, that's supposed to be true sometimes. The trees, it's coming from the
tree,
which is
a little bit bad. Yeah, that's the problem. It really is really hard. Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
I wanted to say that
Rashi, he brings the
raya
from
Irvin,
says Me'ar
Rabbi,
and he's
reading
Maskana Gemara.
Yeah, that's not
Me'ar Rabbi. Yeah, so maybe he's saying that really it's not Makur the carbon, but since it's Yenuka, like Maskana over there was the Habni, was that it's Me'ar Rabbi, it's not Makur, yeah. Maskana is Me'ar Rabbi, so really he holds like Baram.
I don't know. In terms of understanding this Gemara. We have to come back. We learn how to the Shema. We'll come back to this Gemara. But just at least of understanding it now, it's important that the Gemara said that Hoshi Jalla Neim Ahema Vadil Lushim Neah Chayav. So according to the Rabbana's reading, the Chayav Mishim Matilas Neshama. So isn't there an assumption with that statement?
That you
caused the Neshama to die. So the question is that really true? That this Uber Shem Me'eha, that's considered to be a Neshama already? So therefore you can be Chayav because of miscarriage. So that's Dumiyat Shaykhit. That's a Shastak question. Namely, This is a Supreme Court issue. When does life begin? Does life begin at conception? Does life begin at birth? If you hold that Uber is considered to be alive, so then you can begin to apply the Malach of Shaykhit. The Uber is not alive, so what kind of a Shaykhit is it? So L'chayr, that Machleik is Rashi and the Rabban, that whether Rishami is right, whether Yesh Kadr, who ever thought that when they're finding it out, they're finding out the Supreme Court, whether life begins at conception, life begins at birth. So the answer to that question is, it depends on whether Rishami is right, or you can violate the Malach of Kotzer, and Shalogu Dulakaka. Isn't that possible? No, that's obviously those two issues are related to one another, because you have to read the Gemara, Shabbos Kozayat, otherwise. Anyway, it's more than the Chuda. What is the answer to that question? What's the answer to that question? So there's a Machlaikis, Pashtun, the Machlaikis Rishon, we spoke about this in the past, right? Does that ever talk about this? Yeah, we spoke about that too. When's the beginning of Leda? We didn't talk about what the status of the kid is before Leda. And she's called Muveris. Okay, I got my tumma a little bit. We talked about no. So the answer is the pasuk chat answers that question. So the chayim is Rashi and the check where the sheet is matched now. Although we have to see, that was a lot of problem. Hashi says that the machleik is Rashi and the Rambam that the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes the Mishnah Olaf that says that if a woman's having difficulty giving birth. So calls out that the baby hasn't put its head out, so the din is that mechachas uba shemayel. You're allowed in the chuyot to abort the fetus. So in order to save the life of the mother, you're supposed to abort the fetus. And then the Mishnah says, but mishiyotzer rosha, once its head comes out, so ain doicha nefesh upay nefesh. So then you know, and then you have to shave on top, that look your bushel, and decide who's going to live. But calls out shalotzi rosha, so then you're supposed to abort the fetus. So Rashi, on that command, Sanhedrin, says that why is it that you're allowed to kill the fetus? Rashi says the answer is because it's not shvichas dam, it's not called mitzicha. Rashi says because it's a lav nefesh, that it only gets the shame of the nefesh, it only calls it a sham, it's only called osir tzach pashas at the point of leda. So Rashi never said that to perform an abortion is mutter. Rashi just said that to perform an abortion is not necessarily an isra of a osir tzach. Maybe there are half a dozen other isra, maybe there you know. So, but whatever Isra it is, says Rashi, is not going to be Doichet to Gochnevish. Gochnevish is not for everything except for the Gimel of Eris HaChamuros. So that's what Rashi learns, that Kol's not that the head hasn't come out, it's not Los Yitzchak, so therefore, whatever Isra abortion is, remember, low-level list is going to be Mutter Bachum Gochnevish. Once it's Hotzi Rosho, so then you're dealing with Ritzicha. So then, Ein Doch Nevesh Vnei Nevesh is another way of saying, according to Rashi, that you have no right to do those yotzach to save somebody else's life. You can't kill the baby in order to save the mother's life. That's what Rashi learned from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, according to a totally different shot, the Rambam in Perek Beis and Chos Ratzeach writes that the reason why you're allowed to abort the baby before birth, so Rashi says, is because it has a bit of a roidef, that the baby is causing the mother to die, even though it's not the intention of the baby, it doesn't matter, that's also considered to be a roidef. So if Lule that reason, so the Rambam's quite clear that it would have been usher to kill the baby, even to save the mother's life. On top of the fact that Allah labels the baby as a rovik. Why is that? because it's all seretzach, and you're not allowed to violate Ritzicha even to save your life. So then, of course, the difficult problem with the Rav as well is that that's true that we view the baby as being a rovev. So even if Holtzi Rosha, which would also be vital, because it should be considered a rovev, according to Rashi, the demarcation of Holtzi Rosha and Holtzi Rosha is very cautious. Before Holtzi Rosha, it's not Ritzicha. After Holtzi Rosha, it is Ritzicha. But according to the Rambam, that it's Ritzicha in both cases. So why do we only invoke within rovev if one and not? Yeah, that's a big kash. That's a Rashi has a long truth about that. What the view and the Shita Sarama is, but the thing that's important for us that the Rambam holds is that Taka before birth for the baby is considered to be a nefesh. So now let's see, does Rashi match up? So according to Rashi, that a baby is not considered to be a nefesh before birth, so that it makes a lot of sense that Rashi was looking at this Gemara and saying, wait a second, how could you learn Pshat of this Gemara? How could it be Nechilas Hashama? It's not a Neshama. Nechilas Hashama means to kill an existing Neshama. So it's Nishke Neshama. So the Chayr should not be in violation of Nechilas Hashama. That's where Rashi was forced to learn Mishikaso. That the Gemara is talking about Okedav Megidulo means like it simply means like I mean it's Kotzer, which forced Rashi into accepting to some degree the Yerushalmi that there is a considered to be, there would be a problem of Kotzer by at least by animals. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's Pashtas according to Rashi, there would be Kotzer even by things which are not Gidulo kind of the Pashtas.
So would Rashi say that even if the mother's not in danger, you're allowed to abort the fetus?
No, Rashi may agree that there's some other issa of abortion. We're not sure what that issa is. The only time that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah talks about doing an abortion, is only the Makom Bikrof Nefesh. So Rashi says, but the reason for the Heter is we're not concerned with Ritzicha because it's not a Nefesh. So the question is, what would Rashi say about other cases? That's the big tumult in the Poskim. Would Rashi, thereby just give you a, you know, would anybody say Rashi would be not for abortion? Totally, hard to believe. Would there be some kind of a low-level list that maybe mutter has a certain tzrachim? Maybe, yeah. But according to the Rambam, there's nothing to discuss. According to the Rambam, every abortion is also, with the exception of Pikuach Nefesh, because you're dealing with the exception of Rode, because you're dealing with the Tzicha.
So
are
you passing the Rashi or Rambam
the Maisa? Because I'm going to do the Karka. Well, it's going to be a hard thing to prove, because these things are going to be... In the end of the day, it might not come in whether it's Dilma Ushim Yah is Chayav. It might not come in whether it's Kotzer, whether it's Kotzer Shalom. It's going to be also anywhere in the Torah. It's going to be hard to prove it. You want to bring a riot to abortion, now you pass it on the Shabbos, it's going to be hard to bring a riot. The Rabban Anida writes that this Machlekes HaRishonim, whether abortion is tantamount to mamash to murder, whether it's really Ritzicha or whether it's not Ritzicha. So the Ramban writes, that should be another important machlokes Rishonim depending on that, which is a little bit of the element in terms of Yom Kippur, that the Mishnah says in the Seches Yuma that if a woman is pregnant, she's starting to experience serious complications in pregnancy, so she's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So some of the Rishonim say that why she's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? So she'll miscarry. So what's the big deal? So she'll have a miscarriage. So some Rishonim say, no, you see from here that's called Pikuach Nefesh, that to lose a fetus, even if it's not born yet, that's also considered to be the Chayav, that's also considered to be Pikuach Nefesh. And other Rishonim say, no, that in the Chayav, you can identify, you can isolate and say that if she'll have a miscarriage, it will only affect the baby, but she'll be perfectly healthy afterwards, so then we would not permit her to eat an Yom Kippur to save the baby's life. The only heter where the Mishnah says that you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is only because we assume that every time you have a miscarriage, so not only is the baby's life going to terminate, there's a fear that the mother's life may terminate also. So it's the Pikuach Nefesh of the mother that permits her to eat on Yom Kippur. But Luyitzu, you would have to be Pikuach Nefesh just as in fetus. So a fetus doesn't constitute Pikuach Nefesh. So the Rishonim ran in Maseches Yuma that Machlokes is a very moot Machlokes because how are we going to know who's Pikuach Nefesh? Yeah, it's impossible. In the medicine in the Middle Ages, it was impossible to separate the Pikuach Nefesh of the Vlad from the Pikuach Nefesh of the mother. So the Rishonim assumed that any Pikuach Nefesh of the Vlad, by definition, is called Pikuach Nefesh of the mother. But with Manazel, we can separate. With Manazel, you can make a Hashara. With some, you could find a case where, if we don't intercede, it's going to cause the fetus, but on the other hand, it's not going to cause any damage to the mother whatsoever. How do you have such a case? So the modern day Poskim have the following shayla. Here's a real shayla. You have there are other parts of the shayla. So let's say you would have an infertility lab. You have a test tube which has a it's not called the fetus at that point. It has an uberin theory. It has a fertilized egg inside. It's starting to grow. and eventually this egg is going to be replanted into a woman. So at that point in time, let's say something has to be done on Shabbos in order to make that. So all the lights go out, all the power goes out of the lamps. You have to turn on the lights. You have to do something in order to save. If you don't do some after Shabbos, so this fertilized egg is going to go by the wayside. So is there a head pikuach nefesh in that? Is that called pikuach nefesh? So there's an afkamina here. If you don't save this egg, nothing's going to happen to the mother. The mother's 20 miles away. She's not going to die if the egg gets discarded. So that's an example of pikuach nefesh of an ubar without being pikuach nefesh of the mother. It's not mud in the case. So there may be other tzaddim where that may not be necessarily a pikuach nefesh. That's what some modern folks would say. That's going to happen afkamina. Days of Rishon, they couldn't conceive of having pikuach nefesh of an ubar without pikuach nefesh of the mother. But for us, Baruch Hashem, we've advanced technologically. You can have such a case. That's a shayla. The post can discuss such a crazy shayla. So the Rabban writes in Hebrew that even if you hold that an Uber is not a vlad, it's not considered to be alive, so he thinks you could still be the Chalal Shabbos, because the Gemara says in Yuma, based on the post, the Shamu Gnesos Shabbos, Chalal Shabbos Achas, the Shishma Shabbos is Harbe. So since one of the Makaras of the Kuach Nefesh is that we want to enhance Shmir Shabbos, we want to get more people to keep Shabbos, so even though the Uber may not be Achai, maybe it's not the Kuach Nefesh, maybe it's still going to be Mutter than the Chal Shabbos, because maybe the Pesach of the Shalom B'nai Sos HaShabbos can apply to him as well. So that's the discussion of the Rishonim. That whole Machlekes of Rishonim, both in the sense of abortions, in terms of Ritzicha, and in terms of eating on Yom Kippur, in terms of Chal Shabbos, that all revolves around one day, in the Kuach Nefesh, the Kuach Nefesh. Is the Uber considered to be alive, or is it not really considered to be alive? Does life really begin at conception, or does life really begin at the time of birth? So that whole machlekes that we showed him in so many areas of halacha ultimately boils down to Gemara Shabbos. Is there really a chiyuv when it fills the neshama, or does the Gemara mean that it's an issur kotzer? And the answer to that question will depend on, does it make any sense for there to be an issur kotzer, which ultimately depends on the Rishonim. So that Rishonim is important to myself, believe it or not. Yeah.
The deal with Umi Shemayas, Chayim Mishum Kotzer, or the Shum that fills the Shabbat, it's not going to make a difference. Part of the Chabbat is not going to tell you which Malach it is. The Shabbat might just say the Malach, it'll tell you it's also finished. What's a good place to look? So the Rambam. So the Rambam not only tells you what's also, but the Rambam spells out, the Rambam tells you which Malach it falls under. Or even if the Rambam doesn't say the favorites, you can usually tell from the context. The Rambam categorizes the Malachas. So which Malach does the Rambam focus on? Who's the Rambam?
Shachar.
The Rambam puts it in the Dinei Shachar. He doesn't put it in the Hilchos Kotzer. So the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Shochet, so he's assuming that there's probably not going to be Malachas Chotz involved here. So again, the Shidduch comes a tremendous shock. So the Rambam denied the Rishon, the Rambam held that there's no Chotz by non-Gedulei Karka. However, there's a problem there. There's a very serious problem with the Rambam. Is that L'chora, the Rambam L'shitoso should have also said, maybe in addition to the fact that Yechayim Mishon Kilsa Shavu, which again, it's nice that the Rambam holds us in the Yosef Shabbat, because that fits in nice into the Rambam Shita about abortion. And the Rambam is the one who said that they only have to do the abortion of Rodev. So the Rambam holds that the baby is a nefesh. So that part of the Rambam is okay. But the problem that part of the Rambam of the Shabbat is problematic is that why did the Rambam also say that the guy who's Hoshi Jalal and Nebuchadnezzar is not only Chayav Mishum Mithil Shabbat, but he's Chayav Mishum culture as well? Why? I'm just going to finish saying that in culture, Elish Elabu Kaka. So, there is a famous Machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam that we just alluded to the Kitzur before. We spoke about it in the previous years. We'll talk about that for a minute to understand this Rambam. About is a behema, what is a behema? Is the behema Gedulei Karka, is the behema not Gedulei Karka? So the problem is that there's a steering Gemara. One Gemara says the Farish that a behema is Gedulei Karka. That's the Gemara in Masechus Eruvin. The Gemara said that when you pull the Amaisa Sheni, so you have to take the money and buy certain types of foods. What kind of food can you buy? So the Torah says in the south of Kesef, Bavokor, Batzon, Viyana, Vashaykh. You can buy meat, you can buy wine, you can buy beer, those are all okay. You can buy a hot dog and a can of beer, and you can eat it with condition of time in your Shalayim. That's okay. So the Gemara says that it has to be Dumya to Basar, to the Bavokor, Batzon, Viyana, Vashaykh. So how Dumya does it have to be? So the Gemara says that Ma'aprat, Furesh, Mogidule, Karko, Pumi, Pri, just as as bulk of itself, yayin v'sheicha, are all things that grow on the ground, and they're all things which you preen. It means that one animal has another animal, has another animal. You know, grapes, so you plant from one grape to another, to another, to another. So, hu'adinavi, any food that you use to be called the ma'aseh sheni with, be called the most ma'aseh sheni on, so it has to also be preen with gedulei karka. So therefore the Gemara says you can't use fish. You can't go by a fancy salmon that you can't use with most ma'aseh sheni, because it's not going to be gedulei karka. So the Rishon pointed out that the Gemara's of the Feirish that bulk of its own are gedulei karka. The Gemara's learning out the different ma'aseh sheni, it's got to be dumi to the bulk of its own, and those are examples of gedulei karka. So that Gemara sounds like the is often considered to be gedulei karka. The problem is that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that there's a halacha when you have somebody working for you. So if he's working with food, you have to let him eat from the food. What does that mean? So the Sachsam Shabbatisha, the Gemara says, the Tupsuk of the Basak is Sava, the Kemriyacha, the Chal, the Nav, the Kirab, the Kadacha. If the guy is working through, you have to let the worker eat. And then the Torah says, the Sachsam Shabbatisha, if the animal is working, you have to let the animal eat also. So the Gemara says, we have a Drasha, these two dinim are related to one another. So just as Torah says, the Sachsam Shabbatisha, the example that Torah gives is the Disha, so too, it has to be similar to Disha. Only if someone's working to you in the type of a work similar to Disha. What does it mean, similar to Disha? So the Gemara gives a whole series of different conditions. So let's say Disha means that the food hasn't been maisid yet. It hasn't reached the point of Gemar Malacha. So if someone's working for you after Gemar Malacha, let's say a guy's, his job is to, let's say he's selling cookies for you. So the cookies are already baked. So the reach Gemar Malacha of Shem Zemaish is a reach Gemar Malacha of Chal already. He's just stopped. He's working in your bakery. So he does not have a right to take a cookie whenever he wants. If the Minigam Medina is to let him eat on the job, then it's okay. The Mishnah says that a Kokim Minigam Medina. But if the Minigam Medina is not to just let him eat on the job, so he wants to eat on the job because the Chumash says, Kisavu Becher Reyecha. So he says, no, he can't do that because it's already Lachim Gemar Malacha Lamais, Lachim Gemar Malacha Lachala. So another condition the Gemara says is that it has to be similar to Disha, it has to be Gedulei Karka. So what does that mean? So let's say the guy's milking my cows, and the Gemara says, Acholei, the guy's milking my cows, he doesn't have the right to take a cup of milk. If the Minhag HaMedina is yes, then he can, but in terms of the Zechus HaTorah, so he doesn't have the right. So comes the Rishonim and say, the other Gemara says that working on cows, that's called not Gedulei Karka. So make up your mind, is a cow Gedulei Karka or not? So the problem is that cows, animals, fall right in between the cracks. On the one hand, cows don't grow from the ground. On the other hand, the cows grow from the grass, which does grow from the ground. So what is a cow? Is a cow called a cow or not? So one Gemara in Erevin says that it is. And Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni it is. Whereas in Hilchos Fol of Ochlim, it's not. So how do you resolve this problem? So there's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. So Tosfos holds that the answer is there are different levels of the Gemara.
Do you want to say that the cow?
So it comes Tosfos in Shabbos and in Erevin and Metzia, all over the place. Tosfos gives the same pizmon. Tosfos says no, that there are three different levels, three different gradations in terms of defining gedulei karka. There's a real gedulei karka. What is that? Real gedulei karka. That means something which literally grows an apple is real gedulei karka. Then you have something which is mamish no shaykhis like a fish, zero, nothing to do with karka. And then you have the middle category called the dabra hanizol min hakarka. Like a cow which gets nourishment from the grass which in turn grows from the ground. So Tosfos says that it depends on how the halacha is formulated. If the halacha is formulated that you require real gedulei karka, like let's say in the example of disha, so the Torah says that the pearl eats when he's doing disha, so disha means grain. So only when he's doing real, honest to goodness gedulei karka, then and only then is he permitted to eat. Anything which is not on the highest level of real gedulei karka, the pole cannot eat. So therefore, let's say a guy is going fishing for me, so he can't eat because fish are not gedulei karka. Even if a guy is milking my cows, he can't eat because cows are not considered to be gedulei karka when compared to real gedulei karka. But says Tosfos, let's say the Torah says that there's a certain halacha true about a cow. So we won't say, if the Torah says a certain halacha is true about a cow, that must be a riot that it applies to non-gedulei karka. Not true. You can't extrapolate from the middle category of cows to things like fish, which are not gedulei karka at all. So the answer to the question is a cow gedulei karka? It depends what your reference point is. If compared to real gedulei karka, a cow is not gedulei karka. Compared to fish, that was a dangerous one. That's going to happen. Eventually it's going to happen. That
compared to fish, so a cow is considered gedulah karka, but it's right smack in the middle. It's less gedulah karka than the real mekoy, but it's more gedulah karka than fish, which are not gedulah karka at all. So Tosfos makes this whole shift lowly. Tosfos, that's the answer to all these problems. And when it comes to disha, l'sachem shul b'disha, the example the Torah gives us, disha is real gedulah karka. We have no right to include the cows. So when it comes to ma'aseh sheni, when the Torah says you're allowed to buy cows, the Torah says bop on its own. So we can't say, oh, if you're allowed to use the money for cows, that's a right. You don't need gedulah karka. Therefore, you can use fish. Nothing doing. Because a fish to a cow, so that's jumping from middle category to the last category. So the answer to the question according to Tosfos is a cow gedulah karka. It depends on what your reference point is. Animal into the water. He's not eating, he's not being guddle right now. He's not eating that, it's not the same.
What's that? But he no longer can survive in the water.
It's the fox, or the fox in the water. Rabbi Akiva. I don't know. The fish is a fox, I don't know. Not sure. So, again, so this tells this whole theory. So, why is this important in Hilchos Shabbos? It tells us that in Hilchos Shabbos, there's some halachas that require to do a karak, including the Mishkan, like Disha. So Tosfos claims that cows are not considered to be like gedulah karka in the Shabbos, because since in the Shabbos the halacha was formulated in terms of real gedulah karka, the Mishkan there were real gedulah karka, so we can't extrapolate from real gedulah karka to cows. So Tosfos' maskana is that whatever the halacha requires, if and when it requires gedulah karka, an animal does not qualify as gedulah karka in the Shabbos according to Tosfos. If the Rambam happens to disagree with this, the Rambam happens to hold that there is dishan cows, that there is malacha, whatever malacha is required to do a karka would apply to animals, would apply to meat, because the Rambam didn't hold these whole three categories. The Rambam had a different answer. The Gamrei said, well, yeah, we learned that it was disha, which I figured out what the Rambam's answer to that theory was. So the Rambam clearly disagreed with us, because the Rambam says the Feirish, that cholev is chayav mishum disha, the guy who looks at the cow is chayav min haTorah because of malacha's disha. So now we have a problem. The Rambam will hold that cows are considered to be gedulah karka even in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam denied these three categories of Tosfos, so then l'chora the Rambam should have been mechayev the person from being dildo sa'ubar mishum koter. The only reason why, let's say the Ramban said you're not chayev mishum koter, is because the Ramban held that ain't tzira ela gedulah karka, and the Ramban held that animals are not gedulah karka. The Ramban's entitled to this opinion. He can hold like Tosfos. He can hold that animals are not gedulah karka in Hilchos Shabbos. But the Rambam who holds that animals are gedulah karka in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam didn't hold from this whole three-pronged gedulah karka, not gedulah karka story. So according to the Rambam, now we have a big problem. The Gemara says that dildo mishum rea chayav, so good, zolzayim b'chayav mishum metil t'shabbos, that may be true according to the Rambam, but you should also be chayav mishum kotzer. So you can't say, oh no, it's not gedulah karka, therefore you're home free, it's not kotzer, it's not true. The Rambam that she tells us was b'chayav cholev mishum disha, because an animal is called gedulah karka. You should also be mechayev to dildo u'mishum meah. In addition to the dildo sashami, you should also chayev mishum kotzer. That's the kash that all the achronim bother with. So in order to appreciate this kash, you need like 15 halachas. You have to understand the shittas in the terms of kotzer and dishan and gedulah karka. Then understand why the Rambam left it out. So what's the bir hadavar? Why is it that even the Rambam who holds that animals are gedulah karka in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Disha, somehow when it comes to dildo u'mishum meah, so the Rambam left it out. So what's the bir hadavar? So we basically said it in a different context earlier today. Remember what's the bir hadavar? Well, your dildo, which you call it, it's a
you can't say that the Rambam will only have a kotzer if you want the item that you're being kotzer.
Yeah, so that may help according to Tosfos. The Rambam happens to pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, but Lakshya Shiva was with Chayav. And to say that the Rambam is committed to that tells us we didn't really understand, so I don't know if we want to do that. So the Chur, the Fir Adama. Oh, okay, so you're already starting. You're already starting the ball rolling.
He said by the dildo, it's separated from the animal, so
it can't be closer. So you're saying that's a technical point, it's a technical quirk. And I think the thing we were saying before, maybe let's try to focus on what we said before.
So we mentioned before the Shittas HaRamban, the Ramban made a comment that even though there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Yesh Disha Shelo B'Gidul HaKarka or not, so that was only concerning Disha, and concerning Ketzira, so Kuliyama L'Pligi, that Disha can only be violated with B'Gidul HaKarka. So we gave a little bit of a bira, though, but we said that the machlokes of tonight was, when you're learning out Dinim HaRachetta from the Mishkan, so you can argue whether it's cool, you can argue whether you do learn out that part of B'Gidul HaKarka or not, but when you define the Malacha, so if you have that understanding, you may not have that understanding, the Rishon didn't have that understanding, but if you have that understanding that the Kotzer means by definition to the Oikya of Min HaKarka, so then all bets are lost. And obviously, Ein Ktsira, El Shlo, El B'Gidul HaKarka, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what we said was that Chiddush of the Ramban is important even for us. Even though we happen to hold that Ein Disha Ela B'Gidul HaKarka, and we hold Ein Ktsira Ela B'Gidul HaKarka, but it could be that's fundamentally different. That the nature of that halacha of requirement of B'Gidul HaKarka by Ktsira is still fundamentally different than the requirement by Disha. By Disha, it's not only a prad in the Chetza, but Ktsira, it's a din in the Pu'ul, it's a din in the Maisa, the Etzem Shem HaMalacha. So that may come, in fact, that Yisrael may come to save the Rambam as well. So comes the Dvar of Ram, as is the following Chiddush according to the Rambam, that the Rambam treats behemoths as Gidulei Karka in Hilchos Shabbos, only in Hilchos Disha, and not in Hilchos Kotzer. Why is that? So the Dvar of Ram, the answer is partial. If the whole requirement of Gidulei Karka is just a prod of the Mishkan, so it means it doesn't define the malacha per se. It has to be Dumi the Mishkan. That's all that we're concerned. There's got to be Dumi the Mishkan. So then you have to ask yourself a question. Okay, so the Torah says, the Torah gives us an example, Gidulei Karka. So now you have to decide, is Behema Dumi to Mishkan or not? So Tosfos after the same time, because Tosfos said there are three categories of Gidulei Karka, and Mini Gidulei Karka, and not Gidulei Karka, right? Tosfos started with the assumption that it's not Dumi to Mishkan. So therefore, Tosfos says, you can't be Mechayim for Disha and Behemoth. That's what Tosfos said, milking an animal is also for another reason, nothing to do with Disha. And the Rambam is a Rishon, he's allowed to assume Tosfos. The Rambam said, no. He thought that based on the Gemara Masechet of Erevin, that Behemoth is considered to be full-fledged Gidulei Karka. So therefore, because these are the Karka, so it's called Gidulei Karka, so therefore you do learn out from Mishkan. So it says to the Rambam, that's fine and dandy, when the Limud is from Mishkan. So you can say that a behema is called Gidulei Karka. But says the Tavrah, you can call a behema Gidulei Karka from today for tomorrow. The animal is not Karka. An animal itself is not considered to be a chetz of Karka. But the Lamash of other areas of Halacha, so there's a din that Amish Bon ala Kakos. So nobody would ever say that it's hard enough to understand as much as Avon Mukshla Kakos. Nobody says behema is a Mukshla Kakos. Obviously, you take a shmu on behemoths. Obviously, there's a no on behemoths. Obviously, behemoths are like the talisman of Rakhon Karka. So, says in Vavrom, an animal could be Gedula Karka, but not be Karka itself. So, when you're dealing with just some tangential meaning from Mishkan, so the only thing that matters is it meet the lacha criteria called Gedula Karka? So, the Rambam disagrees with Tarzan and says, yeah, the Taka does. And you all chayav dish, you chayav and chole bishum dash. When it comes to Ketzira, so the requirement for Karka is totally different. The requirement for Karka is not that the halacha says you need Gidulei Karka in order to be Chayav Mishum Kotzer. That's not the formulation. The halacha is you only call Kotzer if you're Kotzer Min HaKarka. And that's the name of the halacha. That's the name of the game. You're uprooting something from the Karka. If you're not the Kotzer Min HaKarka, even though you're doing a strange thing, you're being Kotzer a Gidulei Karka, you're being Kotzer Gidulei Karka, not from the Karka, that is not considered to be Malachas Kotzer. So the Bar Rav says it's partial law, even though the Rambam held that Yesh Disha B'Behema, Behema is called Gidulei Karka, but Afa Pichein, ain't Kotzer B'Behema, because for Kotzer, in order to be Chayav for Kotzer, you need much more than just Gidulei Karka, you need a Kotzer from a Chetz of Karka, and a Behema, even according to the Rambam, is not considered to be a Chetz of Karka. So that Chiluk that the Ramban created for us, in effect, Shalak HaLacha, the Ramban created that Chiluk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has come back to help us in terms of understanding the Shittas HaRambam in the city.
Why is it Kotzer by the halves?
So the stem of the Rambam would learn that Gemara to mean that that's all an extension. The behema, it's not the same. It's still mechuba. No, it's still mechuba to the karka. The behemoth is not mechuba to the karka bechol. So this is, yeah. That that's connected to the plant, which in turn is connected to the ground. So that's called being kosher from the karka. Right. Because the behema is nizam in the karka, it's gozam in the karka. So being nizam in the karka is enough to call it kizum in the karka, but it's not enough to make it mechuba. It's not mechuba karka. So that's the problem with the mushrooms. That's the problem with the mushrooms. The Gemara says in the end that the chayim should be put up and glued by the mushrooms. So the pashas of the Gemara is that you don't need gedula karka. The Gemara seems to say that mushrooms are not gedula karka. That's the problem. Is that really true? Is that pidyon? The mushrooms always not gedula karka. The Gemara even says that it's not. And the Gemara turns around and says yichai mushroom kosher. So according to Ramban, you have to say something about these mushrooms.
Ramban doesn't say anything.
He doesn't talk about the mushrooms. The mushrooms. The next one of the Gemara is against the Ramban. So I call part of it anyway, so again, just to understand a little bit about kotzer, everything is dependent on this Rishab. Rishab is a chiddush of this kotzer, you should love the blue character. The Rambam's own mahalach is that it's against the Baal, there's no Baal like it. Nobody held it, even Rabbi Huda didn't hold that way. And he said that there may be Rishab of the Suiz, so we had the Rashi and Tanahed that may disagree, maybe, and then we know you can't tell. You have Rashi over here and Kufzai, who also seems to disagree. Depends on this how to load the Gemara, whether it's talking about Mithil Sasham or it's talking about Kotzer. Whether or not it's talking about Mithil Sasham or Kotzer is a shastah in terms of the status of the baby, in terms of the fetus. So the sheep is working out nicely. Rashi is the shittasa and the Rambam is the shittasa. Everything I'm coming over to show them. The only problem is that the Rambam is difficult because the Rambam should have also been Mechayim in Mishum Kotzer based on the shittasa Rambam that the Hamas are also called the Mulekagan of the Shabbos. You have to bring up that Yisrael, the Navram, which is basically in effect. The view of the Ramban that the din gedula karka by kotzer is the essence of the malacha, therefore that halacha is worded not in sense of gedula karka. We need a kotzer minakar. It's much enkel when it comes to disha. You don't need a disha minakar because malacha disha is not taking place. But the karka lachar, that's the reason for the chizuk. It was poshut that the shas malacha's disha. So it's not in the ground anymore. The bottom line is when you take the grain, so you're doing disha. If you do disha a million miles away from where it grew. So disha doesn't involve the karka itself. So karka doesn't play a role defined in the law of Mashiach. Inkin kotzer. So since the kotzer is being done, the kotzer of the Mishkan was being done from the karka. So the karka plays a much more critical role. The karka defines the etzim shem.